On the Table, Topics for Toastmasters.
I think it was a good project, and I think the fact that they use a tool in there, which, in fact, it came up in our discussion, also when I was preparing for it, I could easily see anyone taking that tool and taking to a non-Toastmaster organization and just using it for their own personal understanding of leadership in their organization, which is a great, it gives you that thing, that tool to take with you.
Today we talk with Anant Mathur, who's one step away from his DTM, about the Success Leadership Workshop that he recently completed for his Advanced Communicator Gold. Anant Mathur on Characteristics of Successful Leaders on the Table. This is On the Table, Topics for Toastmasters, a podcast production of District 10 Toastmasters International. We're here today to talk about your track to Toastmasters success. I'm District 10's DTM Mentorship Chair, Kim Craggy.
Success leadership presentation. Which one did you do?
The one I did was Characteristics of Effective Leaders. It's part of the Success Leadership series.
Why did you pick this one?
I wanted something different, something to do with leadership. And I noticed there's a whole different ones. A lot of people do effective evaluation. And I wanted to try something different. And I'm interested in leadership development myself, growth, opportunity. So I think this was a good one. Mm-hmm. That.
This area does focus on the effective evaluation of, or the art of effective evaluation. Probably I've seen 5 or 6 of those in the last 3 years. So it's nice to see a change. What did you think of this? Was it a good project?
I think it was a good project. And I think the fact that they use a tool in there, which, in fact, it came up in our discussion, also when I was preparing for it, I could easily see anyone taking that tool and taking to a non-Toastmaster organization and just using it for their own personal understanding of leadership in their organization, which is a great, it gives you that thing, that tool to take with you if you're a participant or a coordinator of the session.
Did you think about trying to do this outside of Toastmasters?
Yeah, I did. Actually, I did. I'm going to approach where I work and maybe other places and see if people are interested in it, mm-hmm. and see how it works. Perhaps start at a small team scale and see if it works there.
Now, the first part of this is the first part of the HPL, the High Performance Leadership Project. Did you find that to be, the overlap to be useful because you'd already been exposed to it, that make it easier to present this?
No, it didn't really make that much of a difference there. I think the context here was more useful to me. There, it's like, okay, it's telling you this is what your style is. Okay, so what, right?
That's certainly my response to it.
Yeah, and I like the fact that in this one, they've taken it, and in the second half of it, ask you to do it against an organization, and you kind of overlap the two and see, here are your gaps, right, or your matches, which I think that those two complement each other, which is where I think this one is a little more useful than the first one.
Mm-hmm. This seemed to go very quickly. You promoted a lot of discussion.
Yes.
Once we got past the fill out the little form and fill out the numbers, there was a lot of discussion about your Toastmasters club. Most of the people in the room were in your club, and we were able to talk about what's currently going on in your club and how you could apply it. Did you anticipate that happening?
Not specifically, but I knew that would happen because of the people who signed up for it, right? Knowing that a lot of these people were in my club, I realized organically it happened. It wasn't by design, just organically it happened, that a lot of the discussion may be about the club.
Yeah.
And that was okay, because I think we are looking for some opportunities, and this gave us a way to potentially a tool to approach that and see where we can improve.
Mm-hmm.
If we're effective and a good club, just how can we get better in some areas, right?
So you had your incoming president and your incoming VP Ed here.
Yes.
You think that's going to help them become a better team together?
I think so. I think we already talked about doing this particular presentation, maybe at a, not at a bigger scale, but at a smaller scale at a club, maybe in the next couple of weeks. So as this Toastmaster year ends, next one begins, we can start off with a snapshot in time of what where the club is, mm-hmm. which I think would be a useful thing for the new team, which I happen to be will be a part of, will be part of the new team also, to take that and say, okay, this is what the team, this is where the team is, and this is where we need to go, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'd be good.
You're currently VP Ed.
Yeah.
Did you have a good year?
Oh, we did. If you measure from purely from the club success criteria, right, CCEs and things like that, we met all the criteria. In fact, today's presentation will help us achieve the second thing and be presidential distinguished again.
Congratulations. How many years in a row does that make for Stark Community?
12 or something, you know, some ridiculous amount, which is great. But I think at the same time, as you referred to the discussion earlier, we recognize there's some challenges looming for us which we need to solve. And mm-hmm. I think this will help. Mm-hmm. As a VP of Ed, I think we did well simply because we met all the goals. But I think we need to get better at it. Mm-hmm. There is no... I could have done some better things, obviously. You always reflect back and say,
sure.
You know, I can do this better. Well, that's mm-hmm. okay. Maybe I can lend that to the new VP of Ed and say, hey, maybe these are things mm-hmm. you could do better.
Okay. Yeah. You have done everything now. You've got your new mentorship, new member mentorship
mm-hmm.
done.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the last thing for the DTM?
No, I have one more thing. And that's also in the works. I'm assigned a club coach and also a charter club member for a club and still need to work through some of those things, but this is the last piece I needed for the communications track.
Okay.
So the leadership track, I have that one piece left, and
okay.
hopefully by the time the fall conference hits, I'll have that. I've met that also.
Great.
Yeah. So you're definitely looking forward to accomplishing that.
Did you look at any of the other of these books in this series?
The challenge with this the Success Leadership series and the other one, which is partnered with this one, is you can't look at them on the Toastmasters site.
Right.
You can't download them. This kind of give you a blurb. Now, what I did do was I downloaded, you can download the whole catalog. You can
right.
download the catalog. I download the catalog, kind of look through it, and kind of get an idea of what they're about. I did look at all of them. Which one did I want to do? There was a youth one and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And this one sort of stuck with me as a more one I
okay.
liked.
Okay.
I did look at all of them, yeah, I did.
Yeah. Thanks for your time today.
Not a problem.
I really appreciate it.
Great.
This presentation came right on the heels of a very challenging club meeting. When his presentation was filled with the incoming executive committee of his club, they were able to examine the club's leadership strengths and weaknesses. While this club workshop is probably not often used for anything except for the ACG, this could be a great tool for a struggling executive committee with a club coach, or in a new club with the club mentor. Yes, I've been behind in posting more podcasts here, but there is a really good reason. I'd like to introduce you to our new podcast, Toastmasters 101. This podcast introduces Toastmasters, the Competent Communicator Manual, the Competent Leadership Manual, and it adds a few extra insights into public speaking. It will never replace joining a club. Nothing could ever do that. But it adds some extra information and encouragement to try club roles while working on manual speeches. This has been sponsored by District 10, and we hope that it will encourage people to join Toastmasters. If you know someone who would like to know more about Toastmasters, this may be a podcast for you to recommend. You can find it at Toastmasters101.net. In the meantime, we're going to try to get back to our regular schedule here at On the Table, Topics for Toastmasters. one more change here at On the Table, Topics for Toastmasters. I have a change in title. This episode will be the last time that I can call myself the only DTM mentorship chair in Toastmasters. This past spring, I was elected division director in the Southern Division of District 10, and I have surrendered the title of DTM mentorship chair, but not the podcast. On the Table, Topics for Toastmasters will continue. So now I am the Southern Division Director. With that in mind, I'd kind of like to know what you'd like to hear in the future. I've got a little survey I'd like you to take. Only 10 questions. Would you mind taking it for me? You can find it at onthetablepodcast.com/survey. If you would take it, I'd be grateful, and it'll give us some insights about where you would like us to go. With that in mind, I'd kind of like to know what you'd like to hear in the future. I've got a little survey I'd like you to take. Only 10 questions. Would you mind taking it for me? You can find it at onthetablepodcast.com/survey. If you would take it, I'd be grateful, and it'll give us some insights about where you would like us to go. Meeting adjourned.